This is Awesome Etiquette, presented by VPR. I'm Lizzie Post.
And I'm Daniel Post-Senning from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one. Dear Lizzie and Dan, my spouse and I have been married for 7 years, and we haven't sent out thank you notes. I know it's terrible. We sent them out for about 60% of the guests, the non-registry folks, and then never did the registry people. I think I wrote the rest and then didn't mail them, or lost them maybe. Either way, I just felt terrible after a while and felt worse and worse as time went on and never finished. Here's the thing. I know exactly who didn't get theirs yet. It's about 40 people.
Whoa.
We could technically write them out a second time right now and send them to people, but I'd be so embarrassed, and it would remind people of the hopefully forgotten by now mistake we made as newlywed college students. Even worse, I wouldn't know how to phrase the cards, how to address the glaring problem here. Would people be angry at us for reminding them that we'd never showed gratitude in the first place? Should we just move on and forget about it as we've been trying to do for years?
I love this question.
No, I know. And I don't want to laugh or make fun of the genuine concern. But I think that good humor is absolutely the key to surviving this particular situation.
This happens. Life gets in the way and the thank you note doesn't get written. And we are here to tell you that even 7 years late, that note will be appreciated. I remember the people that I haven't given gifts to yet.
Guilty.
But I got to tell you, I would laugh if I received a thank you note 7 years later. I would be receiving it in good humor. I would think that's awesome that they didn't forget.
Mm-hmm.
I would think all of these wonderful, positive, humorous things. I would not be thinking, who do they think they are? And oh my goodness, 7 years is far too late. You're not my friend anymore. Goodbye. That is not where my brain would go at all. I vote send the note. What do you vote?
I absolutely vote send the note.
Yeah.
And I love the laughter, Lizzie Post.
I'm hoping other people have it too.
No, and because it fuses the answer that we're giving with the spirit of it's never too late.
It's never too late.
And it's never too late to show gratitude, to connect with someone, and
take the paper bag off your face. It's okay.
And we could not be any further from the idea that etiquette is about judgment.
Right.
I would never presume to judge someone for a particular mistake like this. And one of the reasons I had to call out guilty, I too, like my cousin, have that pile of gifts that
need to go
were
out
purchased
door.
And still need to go out the door. I
know what's coming.
3 years late on some of my wedding thank yous. It's terrible. It's the opposite of good etiquette. And at the same time, I think it's a natural human instinct and impulse. And so what I decided to do, like you, having felt really terrible about this in some ways, was to both write out that thank you note, but then also to make a little gift. And I did it with that smile on my face. I did it with all the good humor that I could muster, and also with an appropriate amount of sort of earnest and genuine contrition.
Send the note. I would say something like, I am thoroughly embarrassed at how long it has taken me to send this note to you, but I would like to fully focus on thanking you for the amazing gift. And I want to let you know that I am so grateful for your attendance at our wedding, for your support of our marriage, and for your friendship or love or whatever it is that makes sense for the relationship over the past 7 years.
It shows an appropriate dosage of contrition.
Okay, cool.
That I do think there is a semi-serious point of etiquette here that you do want to show some awareness both of yourself and of the nature of the relationship. If it's someone who you really suspect you gave serious offense to, I think that dose of contrition might be a little bit bigger. Whether it's an apology, a joke, or just a little sort of earnest something, I think about the relationship, do whatever works, but definitely do something.
Definitely send those 40 notes. Don't be embarrassed about having to do so. Depending on the relationship and the person, the appropriate amount of apology with your thank you, but keep the focus on the thank you.
Do you have a question you'd like us to answer? Send it to awesomeetiquette@emilypost.com. This is Awesome Etiquette, recorded at Vermont Public Radio.
You can listen to our full-length weekly podcast anytime. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.